First, as you mentioned, Australia Day, so what a good time to hear from Coventry Cycle Speedway's new signing for the coming season. They're very excited. They've recruited the former Australian national champion, Bobby McMillan. They reckon it's their biggest signing for a decade. The 22-year-old will be preparing for the World Championships and is also set to arrive for Australia in a test match against GB, which has been staged at Coventry's Hursall Common Course. I've been meeting Bobby, who's explained he's delighted to be riding here next year.
First of all, thanks for having me here, mate. Yeah, it's an excellent chance for me to explore England since I've been here. Bunch of great people there, very vibrant, great feeling I got from them. They've found me a job and accommodation in such a short amount of time. And yeah, great bunch of people.
And that means you're going to spend more time in England. Is that something you're looking forward to?
I can extend my visa. My visa runs out next year, 2016, April. So if they want to keep me, they've got to help me out with that and so help me sort that out.
What about cycle speedway? I mean, how long have you been involved in that sport?
Since I was 8 years old, so I've just turned 22 in November, so quite a while now, long time.
Is it big in Australia?
It is quite big, yeah, definitely.
What sort of standard do you expect here in riding for Coventry?
Well, the difference between Australia and Coventry and also England, Australia has a lot more individual events, where the UK has an elite league and a regional league, where there's a lot more team riding, which is like completely different style of racing.
What's the difference between team riding and riding as an individual?
You're helping your partner out, trying to earn points for your team, not just yourself.
And the season starts in March?
It does, yeah. The Elite League season starts early April, but the regional league for Coventry, which I'll be riding in, starts early March.
And Coventry, an ambitious club, they wanted to compete at the highest level. Have you been impressed with their ambition?
Mate, they've gone leaps and bounds for me for the last two, 3 weeks trying to sort me out. So, yeah. Looking forward to giving it back to them.
They're describing you as the biggest signing they've made for some years. Does that put a little bit of pressure on you?
To be fair, in most of my races, I'm always out in the first race, so I'm used to taking a bit of the pressure off the rest of the team, so I think I'll be able to handle it.
But that's, I suppose, being the lead rider, that's the onus is on you to get the team off to a decent start, is it?
Oh, I'll leave that to my teammate, Mike Grimes. He seems to know what's going on around there.
Have you seen much about the course at Hursall Common?
I've been around there a few times. I've never ridden the track before. I've been down there and had a look at it. It looks like a great track.
What sort of track do you like? I mean, do you like a fast one? Or?
I'm more of a slower-paced rider, but...
Technique.
Technique, yes, that's where it's at, yeah, definitely.
For people who don't know much about cycle speedway, tell us about the sport. Obviously, we're used to speedway, motorbike speedway here in Coventry. I mean, is it simple to say cycle speedway is the same without the engines?
It's very similar. To best explain it, it's like motorbike speedway. It's got your four laps, obviously. But it's the corners are banked. It's like a mixture between velodrome and moto speedway.
I should imagine it's pretty intense and pretty dangerous. You get lots of crashes.
It's excellent. Yeah, it's like rugby on bikes, pretty much.
And every man for himself, I guess. Is there a little bit of, you have to watch out for opponents and shenanigans and that sort of thing?
Struth, mate. It can get quite rough. So. Yes, it's all right.
And what are your ambitions for the season with Coventry? What are you aiming for?
I want to make regional champions, so that'll be excellent. But we have World Championships coming up in August, which I'll be riding for Australia in the Test Series and hopefully the top five in the World Championships. It all depends on the team manager's decision, obviously. But yeah, it's going to be a great season. I'm really looking forward to it.
Presumably a good season with Coventry will help you in terms of riding for Australia then?
Yes, definitely, yeah.
But it would be a bit strange riding for Australia here when you're being cheered all the time in Coventry and then suddenly you'll be the opposition.
Yeah, well, I suppose the Australians can try and think of me as the secret weapon that knows all the enemy's dirty secrets.
Let's go back to the sport. What sort of bikes do you ride on?
It's a freewheel gear, but it's single speed. Standard is a 34-18 or 33-18, just depends on the rider, really.
And how important is the bike itself? Do you have to have a...
A decent bike helps the rider, definitely.
Yeah. Is that your responsibility as an individual to have that?
Yeah, every rider should look after their own bike, definitely.
So the season, starting sort of March, April, what do you do between now and then?
I've been training all through winter, so I go to the gym four times a week, and I haven't been on the bike yet this year, so it'll be soon.
I'm guessing you have to be pretty fit.
Most definitely, yes. Yeah, it's a 40-second sprint for the race, and it definitely does take it out of your five races a day, and... Yeah, it does get a bit much.
And a final thought for people listening, as I say, who haven't maybe come across cycle speedway that much, it's free to go along to see it at Hursall Common. You'd obviously recommend it as
most definitely. If you want any details, check out coventrycyclespeedway.co.uk. Hurstville Common is just down the road. Everything you need's on the website. So,
and I guess the bigger the crowd, the better for the riders.
Most definitely. Yeah. Well, the World Championships, they got we have a test match at Hurstville Common. It's on the 6th of August at 8 PM at Hurstville Common.
It's thrilliant if you get a chance to go along, because it's as he sort of accurately described there, Bob Millen, it is that sort of cross between velodrome and speedway track, and you've got also the knowledge that they're also powering themselves around there, and it's not, you know, motor powered like your traditional speedway is, and the idea that there's a test match and that's a high profile event coming here
in a park in Coventry, basically anyone can go along to it's fantastic
good stuff. From cycle speedway then to speedway.